I'm Keith Sullivan, starting today's look at Lives and Times with a Tuesday, April the 30th edition of the Hartford Courant. Death notices by town. In Bristol, Arlene Bleskowski. Coventry, Krista M. Elias Starin, Donald R. Wall. Cromwell, Ronald Reed. East Granby, Catherine C. Smith. In East Hampton, Kathleen M. Crook, Ronald Reed, Barbara M. Wachaka. In East Hartford, Joseph Bacalino, Estelle R. Lucier, Calhoun Sobol Sr., Charles M. Sussman, Donald R. Wall. In Ellington, Nicholas J. Rendazzo. Infield, Sal Fernandez, Edward J. Strapp, Jr. Farmington, Christine C. Smith. Glastonbury, Jack E. Rosenberg. In Granby, Tia Bedoin. In Hartford, Emilio J. Delmastro. Harry S. Plant. Salvatrice Theodore. In Marlborough, Jack E. Rosenberg. In New Britain, Myron P. Hermanowski, Matthew J. Aliska. From Old Lyme, Harry S. Platt. Other towns in Connecticut, Estelle R. Luzier, Sandra Ann Marquez. In Plainville, Myron P. Hermanowski, Jr., Kathleen M. Kruk. Portland, Roberta Edwards. In Rocky Hill, Emilio J. Delmastro. In Simsbury, Arlene Blaskowski, Judith McCarthy. South Windsor, Tia Bodine, Ernestine Chabonneau. Stores, Christina M. Elias Starin. Suffield, Edward J. Strapp, Jr. West Hartford, Richard P. Clinton. The obituaries are as follows. Calhoun William Sowell, Sr., 82, of East Hartford for over 60 years, by way of South Carolina, died on April the 26th. He is predeceased by his wife and number one woman in his life for over 50 years, Mary Sowell. The services will be held graveside at Sobel Lane Cemetery, 67 Sobel Lane in East Hartford, on May 2nd at 11 a.m. The All Faith Memorial Chapel in South Windsor has charge of arrangements. Barbara Wascheka, widow of Stanley G. Wascheka, Jr. of East Hampton, died on April 23rd. A funeral liturgy will be celebrated Friday, May 3rd, 11:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Church in East Hampton. Burial will follow at the State Veterans Cemetery in Middletown. Friends may call at the Spencer Funeral Home, 112 Main Street, East Hampton, on Friday morning from 9:30 to 11 a.m. prior to the service. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of Emilio J. Delmastro on Friday, April 26th, while surrounded by his loving family. He was a devoted family man. He enjoyed Sunday dinners prepared by his loving wife of 63 years, Mary Rose. Family and friends are invited to the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, 277 Follybrook Boulevard, Wethersfield, on Wednesday, May the 1st, from 4 to 7 p.m. A massive Christian burial will be held on Thursday, May the 2nd, 11 a.m., in St. Josephine Baqueta Parish, St. Elizabeth Seton Church, 280 Brook Street, Rocky Hill. Interment will follow in Cedar Hill Cemetery, Hartford. Harry Stephen Platt, of Old Lyme, known to his family and friends as Har, or HP, passed away on Friday, April 19th, just after his 72nd birthday. All services will be private. The common funeral home has charge of arrangements. Tisa Platt Bedoin, 29, of North Granby, passed away unexpectedly on Wednesday, April 24th, at her home. Calling hours for Tia will be on Wednesday, May the 1st, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Samson and Common Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor. Funeral services will be Thursday, May 2nd, 11 a.m., at the First Congregational Church of East Windsor, 124 Scantic Road in East Windsor. Burial will follow in Wapping Cemetery, South Windsor. Roberta Burt Anderson Edwards passed away peacefully at home surrounded by her family on April 25th, just a few months shy of her 100th birthday. Services will be held at the Zion Lutheran Church, 183 William Street, Portland, at 10 a.m., Monday, May the 6th. Friends may call at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11 a.m. Burial will be in Swedish Cemetery. Vito N. Blanco, 89, of South Windsor, beloved husband of the late Angela M. Blanco, died peacefully on Friday, April 26th, at the Anthology of Farmington. A memorial service with military honors will be held on Thursday, May the 2nd, 11 a.m. at the Samson and Common Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor. Burial will be private at the request of the family. Richard Paul Clinton, 89, of Naples, Florida, passed away peacefully on April 23rd. He leaves behind a legacy of love, art, and community spirit. There are no arrangements or calling hours listed. Estelle Lucia, whose logical mind, quick wit, and organizational fitness left many in awe, died peacefully at her home in Eastham, Massachusetts, April the 24th. She was 100 years old. Viewing will be on Tuesday, April 30th, 9 to 10:30 a.m. at Nickerson Funeral Home, 77 Eldridge Park Road in Orleans, Massachusetts, followed by a funeral mass, 11 a.m., at St. Joan of Arc Catholic Church in Orleans, Massachusetts. Burial will be at a later date at Sacred Heart Cemetery in Tariffville, Connecticut. Ernestine Erna Marie Charbonneau, 91, of South Windsor, passed away peacefully from this life on Sunday, April 28th, at Hartford Hospital, surrounded by her caring and devoted family. Ernestine was the loving wife for 64 years to Andre L. Charbonneau. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated Thursday, May 2nd, 10 a.m. at St. Margaret Mary's Church, 80 Hayes Road in South Windsor, followed by Christian burial at Wapping Cemetery, 50 Oakland Road in South Windsor. There are no calling hours. The Samson and Common Funeral Home has charge of the arrangements. On April 28th, Christina Maria Elias Starin died peacefully in her Mansfield Center home, holding the hand of her husband, Richard Starin, and comforted by her daughter, Amy Elias. A service of celebration will occur at the First Church of Christ in Mansfield Center, 11 a.m. on Saturday, May the 11th. The church is located at 549 Storrs Road in Mansfield. All are welcome. Matthew J. Osika, 73, of New Britain, passed away Monday, April 22nd at Bridgeport Hospital. Calling hours will be Tuesday, April 30th, 5 to 7 p.m., at Luddy Peterson Funeral and Crematory, 205 South Main Street, New Britain. Private burial for immediate family will be Wednesday, May the 1st. Family will be held on Wednesday, May the 1st. Surrounded by love, Judy Ann McCarthy, 91, peacefully passed away on April the 19th into the arms of God. The arrangements have been made by Hayes, Holland, and Carmen Funeral Home, 364 Salmon Brook Street in Granby, for the immediate family to receive friends on Friday, May 3rd, 4 to 7 p.m. A liturgy of Christian burial will be scheduled for Saturday, May 4th, 12 noon, at St. Mary's Church, 942 Hop Meadow Street, Simsbury. Jack E. Rosenberg, M.D., 82, of South Glastonbury, passed away April the 17th in Marlborough. There are no calling hours or arrangements listed. Catherine C. Smith, 65, of Plymouth, Massachusetts, passed away April the 22nd at home. She will be buried in her family plot in the Norwell, Massachusetts Cemetery. A memorial service will be held at the First Parish Unitarian Church in Cohasset, Massachusetts, on May the 25th. Sal Fernandes, 72, of Enfield, cherished husband of Tomasia Fernandez, peacefully departed this life on Thursday, April 25th, at Bay State Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial will be held Thursday, May 2nd, 10 a.m. at Maria Rina de la Paz Parish, St. Lawrence O'Toole Church in Hartford. Please meet directly at the church. Following the service, burial with military honors will commence at 12 noon in the Veterans Cemetery in Middletown. Joseph Lacolino, 92, passed away surrounded by his family on April the 25th. Calling hours will be held Thursday, May 2nd, 5 to 6 p.m. at the DeSopo East Hartford Memorial Chapel, 30 Carter Street in East Hartford. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. Carlene Mary Sussman, 87, of Houston, Texas, passed away April 27th. She was the beloved wife of William H. Sussman for 57 years. There are no calling hours or arrangements listed. Donald R. Wall, 76, husband of the late Patricia Wall of East Hartford, passed away Friday, April 26th, in Hartford Hospital. Friends may call on Thursday, May 2nd, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Farley Sullivan Funeral Home, 50 Naubach Avenue, Glastonbury. A memorial service will take place at 7 p.m. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. Aline Blaskowski died at the age of 92 on April 25th. A memorial service will be held at the Muhrenberg Lutheran Church of Harrisonburg, Virginia, at 2 p.m. on May the 18th. Sandra Ann Marquez, 65, of Higginham, passed away Monday, April the 15th at Hartford Hospital. A memorial service for Sandra will not take place at this time, but more information will be forthcoming in the future. Nicholas J. Rondazzo, 97, of Ellington, died April 24th. There are no calling hours, and the burial will be at the convenience of the family. The Samson and Carmen Funeral Home in South Windsor has charge of arrangements. Salvatrice Todoro, 89, of Hartford, sadly left us on Saturday, April 27th. Funeral services in her honor will be held Friday, May the 3rd, 11 a.m. at the Sheehan Hill Bon Vereen Funeral Home, 1084 New Britain Avenue, West Hartford. Calling hours are prior to the service from 9 to 11 a.m. Burial will be in Cedar Hill Cemetery, Hartford. Edward J. Strapp, Jr., 88, of Enfield, passed away peacefully surrounded by his loving family on Tuesday, April 23rd, at Johnson Memorial Hospital. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated Friday, May 3rd, 10 a.m. at St. Martha's Church, St. Josephine Jurgen Parish. Meet directly at the church. Interment will follow in St. Patrick's King Street Cemetery, Enfield. Turning our attention now to the Wednesday, May 1st edition of the Hartford Courant. Death notices by town. Ann Avon, Catherine Ruiz, Bristol, Doris A. Dallin, Catherine A. Willett, Colchester, James Crystal Sr., East Hampton, James Crystal Sr., Charles I. Wallen, Farmington, Doris A. Dallin, Hartford, Vito N. Blanco, Robert P. Boheim. In Hebron, Dennis J. Leon, Middletown, Richard Notangelo, Edward C. Reinhardt, Sr. New Britain, Miroslaw Asombrowski, Newington, Maria C. D'Souza. Other towns in Connecticut, Sharon J. Nocordo, Richard Non D'Angelo, Edward C. Reinhardt, Sr. Plainville, Robert P. Boheim, Carol Olette, Walter Rackett, Jr., South Windsor, Vito N. Blanco, Southington, Robert F. Brick, Kathleen A. Willett, Waterbury, Robert F. Brick, West Hartford, Harry Gross, Edward F. Casilla, in Wethersfield, Salvatrice Belisile. The obituaries are as follows. James B. Crystal, Sr., 85, of Colchester, passed away peacefully with family by his side Thursday, April the 25th, at Middlesex Hospital. The family will receive relatives and friends on Friday, May 3rd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Rose Hill Funeral Home, 580 Elm Street, Rocky Hill. A celebration of James' life will be held on Saturday, May the 4th, at 11 a.m., also at Rose Hill Funeral Home. A private burial in the Rose Hill Memorial Park will be Monday, May the 6th. Edward F. Casilla, 63, of West Hartford, left this earth on Friday, April the 26th, at Hartford Hospital, surrounded by his loving family. The family will receive relatives and friends on Friday, May the 3rd, 4 to 7 p.m., at the Malloy Funeral Home, 906 Farmington Avenue, West Hartford. The funeral mass will be Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m., at the St. Peter Claver Church, 47 Pleasant Street, West Hartford. Miroslaw Asrandowski, 101, passed away peacefully on April the 23rd. A funeral mass will be held at St. Cyril and Methodius Church in Hartford on Monday, May the 6th at 10 a.m. He will be buried in the Veterans Section of the National Shrine of Our Lady of Chestawaka Cemetery in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, Tuesday, May the 7th at 1 p.m. Harry Gross, 94, of West Hartford, passed away peacefully on Monday, April the 29th. A graveside funeral service will be held on Sunday, May the 5th, 12 noon, at Hartford Mutual Society Cemetery, 74 Walcott Road in East Granby. Immediately following the service, the family will receive friends and family at the Highcroft Apartment House Clubhouse, 1100 Highcroft Place in Weetog. Charles I. Walton, 77, of East Hampton, widower of Beverly Ann Walton, passed away at his home on Sunday, April the 28th. Friends may call at the Spencer Funeral Home, 112 Main Street, East Hampton, on Monday, May the 6th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Burial with military honors will be held Thursday, May 9th, 10 a.m. at the Connecticut State Veterans Cemetery in Middletown. Robert Francis Brick, 93, affectionately known as Big Bob, a resident of Southington, died peacefully at home on Sunday, April the 28th, surrounded by his loving family. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated 9 a.m. on Friday, May the 3rd, at St. Dominic's Church, 1050 Flanders Road, Southington. Please meet directly at the church. Burial with military honors will follow in St. Thomas Cemetery, Southington. Calling hours will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday, May the 2nd, at the Plantsville Funeral Home, 975 South Main Street, Plantsville. Dennis James Lyon, age 79, of Hebron, passed away peacefully at Colebrook Village in Hebron. He died peacefully with his wife Donna by his side. All services will be held at a later date. Catherine Ruiz, 108, of Avon, passed away at her home on Sunday, April 28th, surrounded by her loving family. Calling hours will take place on Thursday, May the 2nd, 4 to 7 p.m., and Friday, May the 3rd, from 10 to 10:45 a.m. at the Cammon Funeral Home and Family Center, 301 Country Club Road, Avon. A mass of Christian burial will be held Friday, May 3rd, 11 a.m. at the Church of St. Anne, 289 Arch Road in Avon, followed by burial at St. Anne's Cemetery, 39 Arch Road in Avon. Robert Phillips Boheim departed this life on March 28th. A celebration of Bob's life will be held in Marblehead, Massachusetts, Saturday, June the 22nd. Salvatrice Lydia Bellacia, 90, of Wethersfield, ended into peaceful rest on Saturday, April 27th. She was the beloved wife of the late Giovanni Bellacia for 50 years. Family and friends may call to pay their respects to Lydia's family Friday, May the 3rd, from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, 277 Follybrook Boulevard, Wethersfield, followed by a mass of Christian burial, 10 a.m., at the Church of the Incarnation of Christ the King Parish, 544 Prospect Street in Wethersfield. Entombment will follow in Cedar Hill Cemetery, Hartford. Maria U. D'Souza, 87, of Newington, passed away peacefully April the 27th. She was the beloved wife of Kensantano D'Souza for 65 years. Maria's funeral service will be private. She will be laid to rest in West Meadow Cemetery, Newington. The Duska Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. We now take a look at the Monday, April the 29th edition of the Journal Inquirer, Death Notices by Town, in Enfield, Edward Joseph Strapp. North Granby, Tia Bedoin. The obituaries as follows. Tia Bedoin, 29, of North Granby, passed away unexpectedly on Wednesday, April the 24th, at her home. Calling hours for Tia will be held on Wednesday, May the 1st, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Samsel and Cammon Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor. Funeral services will be Tuesday, May 2nd, at 11 a.m. at the First Congregational Church of East Windsor, 124 Scantic Road in East Windsor. Burial will follow in the Wapping Cemetery, South Windsor. Edward J. Strapp, Jr., 88, of Enfield, passed away peacefully surrounded by his loving family, Tuesday, April the 23rd, at Johnson Memorial Hospital. A Mass of Christian burial will be celebrated Friday, May the 3rd, at 10 a.m. in St. Martha's Church, St. Jerome Jurgen Parish. Please meet directly at the church. Interment will follow in the St. Patrick's King Street Cemetery in Enfield. We now move our attention to the Tuesday, April 30th edition of the Journal Inquirer. Death notices by town. In Manchester, Doris T. Libby. Vernon, Bruce M. Michard. In South Windsor, Ernestine Chabonneau. The obituaries are as follows. Bruce M. Michard, 60, passed away unexpectedly at his home on April the 25th. Calling hours for family and friends will be held at the Burke Fortin Funeral Home, 76 Prospect Street, Rockville, Thursday, May the 2nd, from 4 to 7 p.m. Ernestine Ernia Marie Charbonneau, 91, of South Windsor, peacefully departed this life on Sunday, April the 28th, at Hartford Hospital, surrounded by her caring and devoted family. A Mass of Christian burial will be celebrated on Thursday, May the 2nd, 10 a.m., at St. Margaret Mary's Church, 80 Hayes Road, South Windsor, followed by Christian burial at Wapping Cemetery, 50 Oakland Road, South Windsor. There are no calling hours. Doris Teresa Libby passed away on Thursday, April 25th. A memorial mass will be held at 10 a.m. at St. Catherine's Church, 6 Windsorville Road in Broadbrook, on Saturday, May the 4th. Burial will be at the convenience of the family. That'll do it for today's edition of Lives and Times. If you need information on any of the obituaries I've read, please call me here at Chris, 860-727-9579. I'm Keith Sullivan. Hope you have a fantastic day. Stay safe, healthy, and happy. We'll talk again real soon.
If you would like to make a donation to Chris Radio in honor of a friend or relative, please mail it to Chris Radio, 315 Windsor Avenue, Windsor, Connecticut, 06095.